This is Wake Up Call on WBAI in New York. Later today at 12 noon, there will be a discussion between the chair of the Pacifica National Board, Leslie Kagan, and coup denier and amateur investigator Gary Knoll, who says that the members of the WBAI and Pacifica boards will be led away in chains for some reason in his presentation of genetically modified facts. But now we go to the local level. The song we just heard was called Show Me the Way, Brother. And our guests now are going to show us the way, brothers and sisters, because we have members of the WBAI Local Advisory Board with their report for this morning. And we're joined by Ray LaForest and Miguel Maldonado and yet another guest. Welcome.
Thanks, Robert, for the wonderful introduction. My name is Miguel Maldonado. I'm the Local Advisory Board Chairperson, and this is the first show of the Local Advisory Board. This first show gonna last for about 30 minutes, and we also gonna have today here in this show Ann Emmerman, which is also is a board member. We're gonna have Ann Emmerman on the phone, and she's going to be talking to us in a few minutes. And I had to also say that Marian Bernstein is supposed to be here today, but she has some personal problems and her family, and she couldn't make it today. So that is, we feel that, we hope that whatever the situation is, she can take care and wish the best to Marian. But let's not waste that much time, and let me just go straight what the show is going to be for the next 28 minutes. And what we're going to try to do basically is to get the listeners of WBAI and the members of WBAI to be familiar and to know that this is the local advice, there is the local advisory board here, and what does that mean to our station, and how can the people to understand the role of the lab in the station. And we're also going to try to give some kind of historical respect on that sense. And we're also going to try to talk a little bit about the responsibility of the lab. And we're going to basically the short version of that, now that we don't have that much time to really go into very extensive discussion of that. But just for the people to have some idea, for the listeners to have some idea about that. We're also going to try to take some phone calls and also give it some update and what's going on and what the lab is doing. And also we're going to talk a little bit about the coming meeting of the National Board in Houston on September 20th to 23rd. And we're going to take a few phone calls. And at the end, we also will take some suggestions for the people for future shows that, you know, the people can write to us or call us. We're going to provide information on where to how to contact the lab. So, but Ann Emmerman, are you with us?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Miguel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
And I'm really happy to have you with us, because you were one of the person responsible for bringing me to the local advisory board, and I'm grateful for that. And I thought it was a good idea that you give to the listeners and to the member of WBAI some historical ideas about what has been the role of the lab during the last, I don't know, 6 years that have you been around. And I know you've been a listener for probably...
listener from the 1960s.
From the 1960s. Wow, it's a way back.
On and off.
Right.
Mostly in times of national crises and citywide crises, which is most of the time.
Right. Can you just explain to the listeners and to the member of WBAI the historical role of the lab, and also tell us a little bit about who you are and where you've been involved, you know, that the people can have an idea where where you come from and what movement you come from.
Okay. Well, I'm part of the disability civil rights movement for the last 25, 30 years. I'm an activist and an advocate on disability civil rights issues, and that's my life. I'm a motorized wheelchair user for the last 57 years, and struggling to have a life in community. and as a result of that, hooked up with other members of the disability community who fought for their civil rights and their laws for access to education, public transportation, housing, jobs, et cetera, kind of life that everyone else enjoys in community rather than in institutions. So the struggle goes on, and Disabled in Action, the New York City Civil Rights Organization was founded over 30 years ago and actually forced the enactment of laws through their action and often aggressive action, but also forced the city of New York and to put in place building codes that required accessible buildings, also fought for access to public transportation, and polling sites.
So you,
that's the organization. The struggle goes on.
Right. So you've
the new struggle is access to the new public transportation ferry service.
So you, and you brought all of that experience on, into the fight of WBAI,
right,
that was
right,
able to...
And actually, I was recommended for the board by a colleague in Disabled in Action, Dr. Frieda Zames, who has written a book on the civil rights movement of disabled people. The civil rights movement from charity to confrontation. And Frieda recommended me for the board as her term was ending.
And Frieda used to be the board member herself, and she's out.
Exactly.
But tell us a little bit about what has been historical.
Well,
the role
when I came on the board actually exactly 6 years ago, there were at that time approximately 16 members of the board. Two of the members are from staff, elected members from staff, one paid and one unpaid. And actually, my very first meeting where I was introduced and eventually that meeting elected to the board, there was discussion, quite a volatile discussion, and a resolution on the right of non-paid staff to be part of the union. This is all part of the beginning of the attack on Pacifica and BAI and the stations, where the non-paid staff were eliminated from the union. And also another volatile discussion on the right of the local advisory board to have access to WBAI and the Pacifica National Board finances, as they once had to oversee the financial workings of the station and to have some accountability and oversight by the local advisory board. Now, the board is a group of listeners. They're volunteers, and they are primarily advisors. They're interviewed. They go through a process of being interviewed by the membership committee and then introduced to the full body. And I have to say that the local advisory board devised a policy that, and it came from Pacifica National also, that half of the members of the board were to be persons of color and half to be women.
Okay,
and there would be representation from the listening area, specifically not only the five boroughs of Manhattan.
And this is Errol Maitland, the paid staff rep on the local advisory board. I don't mean to cut interrupt the report that you're given, we have a situation with time. Your position on the board is to screen candidates, individuals who want to be on the board. Could you tell us how these board members were selected? How, I know there's a freeze right now in people becoming members of the board, but under the current rules, how does one become a member of the local advisory board?
last year, before the
I'm sorry to cut you off, but if you can do that very quick, because we got to go to other issues
okay,
and we're running out
sure,
of time
sure,
here.
Sure, sure, sure. Initially, when I first came on, and then in 1997, when we were looking for new members, the alert or a request was put out in the folio, when we did have a folio, and people filled out applications and applied. The membership committee went through those applications and interviewed. I think we interviewed everybody who had applied. And we were looking for a ethnic diversity and a representation, as I was saying, from the boroughs, also from New Jersey and upstate in Rockland County. We never did get anyone from Connecticut or Long Island to apply, but we were looking. And we were also looking for people who did not merely represent themselves, but represented a constituency and came out of a progressive orientation and a commitment to grassroots effort, to grassroots neighborhood or organizational efforts, that they represented a constituency, and specifically also a progressive constituency. We're also looking for skills. We were looking for people who had experience or knowledge of radio and its technology. We were looking for people who had fundraising experience, who understood finances, and who had organizational skills to fit into the various committee needs that the station had. I don't know if you want me to go into...
No. Thanks, Anne, for the wonderful information, and I'm sorry that we don't have that much time for this. I know that you have some kind of encyclopedia about the lab and WBAI. And thanks, and I hope that you can stick around in case some people call
sure.
and, you know. So so that was Anne Ehrman, one of the oldest board members. And let's see, we have Ray here, which is a local advisory board member and also a national board member. And we're trying to put together like a quick report on what's going on, what the lab is doing, what we're working right now. So if you, Ray, can specifically about the bylaw, try
yeah,
to explain more or less what's going on.
Well, thank you, Anne, for that great report. I think it was really educational and informative. It points to a problem that we have that we have spoken to Bernard yesterday about this, and he's looking into it to give us more time. This is a very vital activity. This is a primary organization, institution that links the community to the station. And so, therefore, that activity is very important, and half an hour is clearly, hopefully, inadequate. Anyway, what's coming up now, people have heard, I'm sure, that as we've gotten the station back and we're in the process of rebuilding, which is an arduous, difficult task, and some of it we're doing for the first time properly. We're trying to be as efficient, as technically advanced, as open to have the membership, the listenership be active and participate and have a voice in the process. Some of that also new. The challenge is to do that under duress of, as people know, $5 million debt left by the old board, and other difficulties where the national staff had to be cut to make savings, and therefore the very people that are helping to implement those changes are not present to do so. So you've heard that as part of that reconstruction process that we've had to deal with what they call bylaws revision, meaning the whole set of regulations that direct that controls the relation of power and prescription for behavior and what is legal and what is our aim, what is our vision, is being done over. And the lab, the local advisory board, that's the lab, has a key role to play. Not only technically speaking, because the labs, 3 out of 5 labs, actually people, I'm assuming, know that there are 5 stations within the Pacifica network, this station WBAI, there's one in Texas, one in Washington, D.C., one in Los Angeles, and one in Berkeley, California. 3 out of those 5 local advisory boards will have to approve the section of the bylaws dealing with the mode, the type, the form of the elections that will take place, both for the local advisory board themselves and for the national board. So this is a key role to play. But maybe as important For me, even maybe more important than that, is the role that they have to play in bringing the discussion to a fruitful level, to add their ideas and really move us forward. Because as Anne just indicated, local advisory board is made up of individuals that have the roots in the communities. And to me, this is essential. Not only that, we have a radio system that is alive, that is bringing information, education, our culture, and there's a link between all of us. But this station is nothing without these issues that it is bringing to us.
Okay. I just want to add to that, since we are running out of time, and I really would like to take at least two phone calls from the listeners. One of the things is that we would like to give the listeners some idea of what we are doing right now as a lab and what the lab is participating in, what's going on specifically with the search committee. We're going to have the search committee for general manager of WBAI. We also had some participation in the program council, which is part of the a group of paid and unpaid staff and lab members to make recommendations for programming in WBAI. And also the membership campaign, which is also part of the lab, when the lab is working right now. And that's some of the things that we have as working with WBAI. And also some of those groups, I know that the listeners are not allowed the program canceled, but the membership campaign and also the search for general manager, which is basically taking a lot of time, and we hope just to get information that the information that I have is probably in a month or so, we're probably going to have a new general manager, and so people are working on that duration just to make sure that, you know, we make few changes. And also,
Miguel, I'd like to add that there's also the participation of the lab within the working of the WBAI Bylaws Revision Committee, which is also important.
And also, I just want to point out in terms of the people mentioned to me, not to forget to mention that the lab going to be selected by election, which is on the you went into that and not very detailed. We don't have the time for that. But which is the debate right now that we're trying to have everywhere that we go in every meeting that we have, which is the proportional representation election and the constituency model, which is basically what the two debate is. And we hope that whatever way we decide to have those elections will be for the good participation and the ethnic and racially lab that really we can say that represent the community of New York. And I'm trying to see if we can also have from the listeners a couple of phone calls if we can.
And that phone number is 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900.
I just want to say that for the first show or the lab, that I know that 30 minutes is really...
That is the time we have, and as such, we have to work within it. As opposed to constantly be complaining about it. And you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Jerry from Yonkers. Did you say that there was a $5 million debt? Because is the debt rising or something?
No, the original debt, when we actually looked into the finance, I must say there are hundreds of documents that are missing in Washington, D.C. However, when there was an audit, it was determined that there was more than a $5 million debt. I was talking about the original, which has decreased tremendously since then.
And that debt came about because of the malfeasance of the past regime in Pacifica, not because of everyday spending by the stations. And you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, do you have a question for the lab?
Yeah, great. I'm appreciative you're doing this show. Could you sometime in the little bit of time left before that September vote comes up on bylaws, could you read off on the air who the current board members are? I'm so glad you tried to give a stab at it now, specifically because a lot of these lab members might have had long terms, some of them short terms. Just find the printed sheet and read it on the air over the next couple of segments so we know how many are producers, how many are just signal area activists. And I want to know if they're going to run for, quote, re-election because, you know, the bully pulpit of incumbency, it's going to just maintain a large group of people possibly that were there through Utrecht and whatever. Thanks for the show.
Well, we had two producers in the lab. They are Aaron Meglin, which is in behalf of the paid producers, and Mimi Rosenberg in behalf of the non-paid producers. Right now we had about 17 members. 16 members in the lab. And that's the two producers that we have in the lab. They're going to be for relation. I think they're entitled to run in any slide that is created by different groups, I think.
Well, I'm not going to speak on behalf of my colleague, Mimi Rosenberg, but she's been trying to get off the lab.
And so is Anne.
Hans Terman's up. It's a kind of punishment to be in the lab.
Let me say, we started out with 12 meetings a year plus the committee. It certainly involves a commitment. Last year, we had 26 meetings, and that didn't include the demonstrations, the depositions, the fundraising activity, etc.
It's a full job. We let overtime.
And we are volunteers.
But I just wanted to mention, see, we have how much time we got.
We got another caller on the line, Miguel, and you also got to tell people how they can hook up with and get involved in the line. Yeah. One more call. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, what I'm about to say will only take 15 seconds.
Sure.
There is covert commercialism that has been at WBAI for over 20 years in the form of Mike Spader, Jim Freund, Radio Free Erin, Michio Kaku, believe it or not, Circle of Red Nations, and other producers and programmers who announce the price of a performance. They're going to read Simon Locally at this place, et cetera, et cetera. Those monies are going into those producers' pockets. They
all
are.
Right, okay.
Okay. Thank you for your phone call.
Yeah. Oh, is that your response?
Which one of those was the 15 seconds?
Pardon me?
Which part of that minute was the 15 seconds?
You can't stand to hear the truth.
Well, this is, no, in a way, you're right. I mean,
yes.
the lab.
Yes, Miguel, in Los Angeles, you got up to the microphone and you said, quote, Utrecht lead is gone from this station, but the Utrecht lead model still exists. What did you mean by that?
Okay, I should answer that maybe in the next show, the lab. But also another thing that I won't want to forget, we run out of time. I just want to announce how to contact the lab here in WBAI. You can call us 212-209-2919. And also, let me repeat the number, 212-209-2919. And also you can email me, jeffmiguel52@hamel.com. And if you cannot find the number, just simple call to WBAI. And they will put you through the answer machine.
And there will be a lab meeting. The next lab meeting is when?
The first Tuesday of every month. So I don't know if anybody had a calendar. And it's going to be right here at the station in WBAI at 6:30. So you just check the first Tuesday of every month. That's when we have our meeting, which is sometime combined with the bylaw. But I hope that the bylaw discussion will be over by that time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Miguel Maldonado, and thank you, Ray LaForest, and the other guests on the always exciting reports from the WBAI local board. This is Wake Up Call on WBAI New York. It is 8:00.